Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question, the first thing that's on your mind, and then we'll go from there. And the number that you can call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those phone lines after the first break. And speaking of events, we're talking about events, we have the special for November is that I do remote healings, and the remote healings is when you don't have to have an appointment, and I've offered remote healings for 20 minutes and a half hour. We're extending them because a lot of people like them because you don't have to sign up for an appointment. You get the reading, you get the CD of the reading, and you get the exercises or attunements that go along with it. You get the notes that I have, and so people find that convenient, especially when they realize that everything is energy and they're not missing out on anything. People can write questions, and people sometimes really like that. So we're extending it, and we created the new times where there is 45 minutes and 1 hour remotes. So now we are offering 20-minute remote readings, 30-minute remote readings, 45-minute and an hour. And for the month of November, for the 20 and 30-minute readings, we're offering $25 off, and for the 45 and hour readings, we're offering $50 off. So 25 for 30 minutes, and $50 off for the 45 minutes and hour readings. So any kind of questions, you could email my assistant, Wendy, at union1111@yahoo.com, and she could help you with any kind of questions with that. And I'm really excited about that because, again, a lot of people like that. We also are doing the gold coin readings, and, again, the response from that is really good. And people have emailed, and I really appreciate when people take the time to email because I know we could get busy with our daily stuff, and but the feedback is absolutely phenomenal. And the gold coin reading is where I look at your energy field, and I intentionally ask your body, your energy field, to show me where you have blocks. Where are the blocks in your energy field when it's surrounding money? And so we're directly going for the money blocks, and we're not going for lover, we're not going for future, we're absolutely going right where you have the blocks. And what's fascinating is where the people can hold their blocks. They can hold it in their emotional body, their mental body, and weaving it through their physical body. And so as soon as we identify it, we are pulling it out. It's like pulling a great big turnip out, or I just saw a wart. And so when you get a wart, you could do the compound W, and you could go layer by layer, or you could get right to the roots of it. And so these readings go right to the roots, right to themes, and when we pull it out, when we transmute that energy, working with the high energies that are now available for us to make major transformations in our life, you get the results of major transformations of releasing that block. To me, what it looks like energetically, I literally see hundreds of thousands of balls that imagine asymmetrical or very shaky balls, which are blocks within the energy field, exploding and transmuting. And sometimes they look like they turn into ash. Sometimes it looks like a rainbow that just explodes and the person goes back into balance. And so that shows us how much information that we have in our energy field and that are within the energy field. There's literally trillions of those packets through in our energy field. The 3 feet around you, trillions of packets of information. So when we go through those blocks and we go through those asymmetrical patterns, then I give you tools to continue to work with those patterns. And these are designed directly for you. So if you've ever got the free energy exercises that we offer here, this is something totally different. These are directly for the gold coin readings. And they have you, I invite you to continue to use those because you want to think about creating a new habit. This is a new habit that you're aligning your body from. So this is where reconnecting, realigning your energy field to be open to more abundance in all directions of space and time. And so then it's your job to continue to do these attunements and make it your practice because, again, it takes 30 days, they say, to create a new habit if you're trying to quit smoking, go on a diet. Those first 30 days to 28 to 30 days are really important because it's literally creating a new neural pathway within your brain. And as they talk about everything as tubes and balls, think about that we're clearing out those tubes that went to those balls that were blocks, and we're making those tubes bigger and stronger for have you been open to abundance. And I've heard stories of people that have had been in a war with family members over inheritances for years, and then they get it released in a nano after they had the reading. I've heard of stories that when people are up for a promotion, it's been overlooked, and they are overqualified for it, and it's been promised to them, all of a sudden they get it. I've had people get money very synchronistically. I'm in very odd places where I had one guy walking through the woods, literally went found an old community that was all burnt down, and he found gold coins, lots of gold coins. And so there's amazing stories that are out there. And this guy, the money came to him, and it was he found money, literally. So it was his pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. So many, many different stories, and those are the gold coin readings. And we offer those. And they're only $40, and they are absolutely life-altering. And you get a CD of it. You get the attunements that are designed directly for your body, and you get the notes that I make with that. So those are the gold coin readings. We also have the free teleclass that is on there, and this is where the one that's there right now for your listening is You Are Your Higher Self Now. That's where we talk about what is your higher self, where is your higher self, the importance of embodying and embracing that higher self energy and feeling your higher self in your physical body. So I really get into, there's a lot of information about your higher self, your soul, the fifth dimensional being, all different words that we're going to start hearing more and more and more people talking about, and that is because we are stepping into a higher frequency energy. So we're going to hear it about it. We're going to continue to hear all these new words, or actually a few of them as old words. We're really getting back ourselves back into balance. And so that PIN number and phone number is on the website, and you could listen to it. And a lot of people are finding that they have the ability to go and click through the phone and go right to the attunement part, which is in the beginning and towards the end, and they use that as their energy exercise of the day. And as I talk about it all the time, that we are energy beings, and those exercises literally clear out those tubes and those balls and balance those energetic balls within your energy field, which the balls you can consider your information. The tubes are the pathways and roadways that give us the information. So the clearer we are, the more we have clarity in our life, the more we have flow in our life, the more we have balance in our life. And especially the energies of 2011 is all about change. And speaking about 2011, a lot of people are gathering around on 11-11-11, and we are going to have a short meditation on 11-11, and all that information is going to come out with the next couple of days. We're trying to figure out time-wise to bridge the East Coast and the West Coast, so it might be early in the morning. But if you're going to listen to it later, that's all right, because remember, there is no time, and you're tapping into that energy, and you are connecting to all of us bridging and anchoring in that the higher frequency energy, because, again, millions of people all around the world are tapping into the 11-11 energy, and so that is helping us anchor that higher frequency energy in our physical bodies, our mental, emotional bodies, spiritual bodies, and the earth. We're helping make energetic bridges on the earth, so that's very exciting. So if you can't join us, I'm sure you could join one of them around. It is going to be a telephone. And again, if you're not available at the time that we do it, you can listen to the callback. So that information will be up on the website within by Wednesday. And we also have the mini Lightstream Lives, and you can listen to those on by phone or in person. And that's where everyone is guaranteed a reading. Next one is on November 18th from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're on the phone, we allow you to go first if that is good for you, or you could go later if that time is good. We try to set up the time for you, what is good for you. And, again, everyone's guaranteed a reading, and people really love it. They love sticking around and hearing other people's readings because they learn from other people's readings, too. So those are the mini Lightstream Lives. And we also have the gathering. The next gathering is on December 2nd, 7 to 9. That's usually the first Friday of the month. We gather either on person or on the telephone, and we talk about what's going on, the energy shifts that are happening during that week, during that month, and give you energetic tools. And everyone gets a mini reading during the gathering, and so you could see what's going on with your energy field at that time, and also have tools that in the readings that the tools that are directly related to you and what's going on in your energy field. So those are the gatherings. And the next one, again, is December 2nd. We will be having the newsletter coming out this week, and so we got a lot of stuff coming on, and we out, and I'm really excited about the next coming year because we have some YouTubes coming out with tools and information and a lot of a new blog set up, so we have a lot of stuff going on in the background here, and the whole site of the website will be changing a lot. So I'm looking forward to that. And remember, we also have the flower essences, and people are really having wonderful results with that, either box flower or the bush flower. And that's where I could use up to 7 different essences, and I tap into your energy fields, and people are having profound results with that. People that started that, they're now monthly or every 2 months when they run out, are they're so noticing the results of it. They are it's like their monthly energetic thing, or it's a supplement in a way, because it is a an essence, and so it absolutely changes your body physically, mentally, emotionally. And these, if you had to pay for all 7 of the herbs, I mean box flower remedies yourself, it would be up to hundreds of dollars, and this is for only to $25. And you have that bottle, and it lasts you for at least a month to actually a month and a half. So it doesn't take a lot, and it profoundly helps you. So those are the essences. So that's what we have coming up. That's what we're offering, and we're going to go to our first break and open up those phone lines. You listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
International known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines. And I'm going to give you that number out. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. You can call to the top of the hour, ask any question. We do encourage you to stick to one subject and get, and so I could get right into it. And speaking of getting right into it, Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. Lindsay has called in for today's show, and she's calling in from Prescott, Arizona. She's a little concerned about her daughter who's going through some chronic health issues. I wonder if there's something that you could see and maybe help out. Lindsay, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Well, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, Benny, and Carrie, thank you so much. I've had readings with you in the past, and they're just phenomenal, and I'm very excited to be able to speak to you today.
Thank you. What's your daughter's first name, Lindsay?
Callahan.
And what's going on with her?
She's had issues really since, she's 26 now, just turned 26 yesterday, and really since like fifth grade with some rashes showing up on her hands, and those have gone away. And but just serious, when she has her period, she has serious cramping for days, and then she had long-standing intestinal things, and sometimes some like mood swings. I think she's extremely sensitive to energies that are going on around her, and and she's been away from home and back, and now and she's back, and it's wonderful that she's doing. She's writing a novel, and she's doing some creative arts and acting locally. But I'm just so concerned about her being able to be really healthy and enjoy life and being able to do what she wants to do. And it just seems like something. Yeah.
Well, first of all, because she's a Scorpio in particular, I'm a Scorpio myself, and so. I noticed that there's the high tendency of Scorpios with immune disorders and just having to take extra supplements because there is that psychic sponge thing. And have you ever had, has she ever had a very full workup on her thyroid?
No.
Absolutely. All the first thing you were saying, that even as I tapped into her name, I was, her body is screaming thyroid. And so, and there's a really good website called thyroidpower.com, and I highly recommend you to look at the doctors that they recommend on that site, because it was created by a doctor, Richard Shames, I believe his name, and his wife, and he is an endocrinologist, and he wasn't able to diagnose his own wife for her thyroid issues because he kept on looking at lab levels. And what they are finding out, and are, and the news is getting out slowly and surely, that they keep people with, they say you have normal limits, is the long story short, and that they don't know what the normal limits are, or the normal limits are way too high, right? And so when I'm looking at her energy field, it looks like she's got this great big blown up, like a tire, air tire around her whole thyroid, and it's bulging out all around her to a good 6 to 8 inches. So I would go to an endocrinologist, because, again, a lot of internal people just look at lab levels and they don't look at the whole picture there. And so they have a good recommendation for the doctors. And, again, I would really encourage her that get into a good energy maintenance routine for herself, and especially fire for now through March, because when I look at her energy field, she's way too watery. So that working with the fire element, literally even working with the candle, calling the element into her energy field, and asking it to balance her, and that the elements are there to work with us. And so having the attitude of gratitude, working in and calling the element, if she could sit literally by a fire, in front of a fireplace, all of that would really balance us. A lot of times we feel so good when we're around campfires or around fires, because it literally sucks off that lower energy. So that would be very good for her too. But the first thing, because her thyroid is pulling me down to also her adrenals, and I also see on her right side of her energy field, on her ovaries, I know she's had ovarian cysts before, and they're not an issue if they absorb. And it's good that she's doing the creative writing and getting into the acting and stuff, because that's going to really help with the periods, because there's a part that she's going to rebirthing herself. And this is really rebirthing the Callahan that brings me back energetically to 1.5 to 3.5 years old. That's when there was a crack in her energetic foundation, because she is so sensitive. And the crack went very wide. And so that's her foundational energy, and she's looking how to put that back together again. So I do see that she has like this cloud over her head, but that cloud is easily being able to transmute when she starts getting her thyroid checked out, and also vitamin D3. Her D3 level is really low, so I'd absolutely have that checked out. And I'm seeing supplements and having her get regulated, and she'd feel like a different person. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much,
You're
Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great
Thank
day,
you.
Lindsay. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Lindsay, for calling in. And it leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We'll scoot off now. Carrie will take Paula. She's calling in from, Springfield, Massachusetts. She's experiencing a whole bunch of bizarre things that are happening to her. I can attest. I know I've had that feeling every once in a while. But these particular things may not be happening to me because I'm not being hit on by gentlemen lately. But Paula is. So, Paula, what's going on? How is that bizarre? I think that's cool, actually.
No, it's just these weirdos.
That's good. We don't like weirdos. That's good.
Yeah, and it's just these crazy. I live in a pretty good area, and somebody was asking me for money, and it just, I don't know what's going on or what my energy is projecting out, so I just am calling for that.
Have you noticed this in particular since September that this
absolutely
this is, okay all right
yes
because what's been is going on is that in September there was a great big huge download of light energy, and so you're absorbing it, Paula, so and many people are not absorbing it. Their body is instantly contracting instead of absorbing it. And so we're here to learn to absorb it. And the more you absorb it, just imagine the analogy of a light bulb that your energy is radiating out 1,000 watts, and a lot of people are walking around with 50 watts. And so, and they could increase it to 100 watts to 1,000 watts, but only they can do it. And so when somebody is having that 1,000-watt energy, it could be felt, it could be heard, it could be sensed, and people are starting to notice it more. And so think of that, and especially the guys that are could be a little bit different, think of they're looking for the light, right? And so they feel, see, and sense the frequency, and so they're drawn to your energy. They could turn around, and I'm sure if you start paying attention, that as you walk into an area that they already start turning before they even see you because they feel sense that light consciously or unconsciously. So the biggest thing that you can do is make sure you consolidate your energy and put a form of protection around you. And it's like it's okay if they do what I call a high five energy where they could go on your energy field and kind of hit it like a high five, and then you maintain your consolidation and they maintain theirs because we are connected and interconnected, so we can't cut off anybody ever, right? But when people put hooks and darts in their energy field, and people can, they a dirty look sends 50 gazillion darts into somebody's energy field, or people hook into our energy field. And a lot of times our lower chakras, in particular third chakra, second chakra, is vulnerable for people to hook into their energy field. So when you consolidate, it puts like a shield of protection so they can't hook on, right?
Okay.
And it also makes them, especially putting like an energetic shield over your lower chakras, and just imagine your energy beaming from your heart, filling in the whole 3 feet around you. And energetically, to energy speaking, you're saying it's like an unconditional love high five where it's like heart, I call it angel to angel or love to love, and you're energetically reminding that person that they're loved to or that they have higher frequency energy, that divine spark within the self. And so imagine that you give them the fire, but you don't want them to drain your energy, you know? And so, and I've noticed since September in particular that there's an increase, and throughout the whole year of 2012, this is going to be increasing more and more and more and more. So you're going to be loving this. And just also just think of, right now, energetically, think of putting all in a bubble all the guys that were like a lower frequency energy, and it's not judgment. We're just talking about energy and frequency. And you're putting them over in the left corner to me means you're directing throughout your energy field that that's your past experience, and now you're opening to connect to soul group or people that are that lighter, higher vibration. So part of it was training is what I'm hearing, is you took the PhD course, and it's going to also help you. I heard like a master teacher hat going onto your head to help other people, that as they are waking up and feeling these energy things, and you give them the information as far as energy maintenance. And so you know from personal first-hand experience now. So you did a little PhD.
Is there any end to this? Like, seriously?
Yes. There, yeah.
Great
you
question. Very valid.
When you do that protection, it's going to do, when you do the shield, it literally will have them look and notice, but you also, when you're consolidating the energy, you're saying do not enter. It's like you're having healthy boundaries where they can't get hook in. Because a lot of times when they start coming in, they'll go consciously or unconsciously to our weak spots in our energy field. That's why energy maintenance is so important, right? And so
what
you're doing is consolidating your energy, and you're closing off any kind of spots that they could hook in, because I see hooks coming in to the right side on the back of you, and that means that there's a hook-in energy, yeah? And you can even be feeling it. A lot of people are starting to feel like a dart or a little ping in their energy field, or like a little or tweak or that kind of thing. They're literally feeling the energy exchange that's going on all the time, right? And actually, there's a really good website, and this is a person I highly recommend and admire. He works with Stuart Wilde, so anything on Stuart Wilde's website is excellent too. But Krepchuk has an excellent picture and a new article and a visual article about the energy exchanges that people have, and that's really an excellent article for everybody that if they want it and want to see what it looks like as we exchange energy. He just wrote this article that is absolutely fantastic, and the visual aids are good for everybody. All right.
Okay, thank you so much,
You're
Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we're going to a break. You listen to the Carrie Conner Show. Be back in a few.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Conner joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Conner.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Conner Show, and I'm Carrie O'Conner, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phones?
I would love to, and we'll take now Claire. She's calling in from Fredericksburg, Virginia, and she has recently seen a possible message in the sky. We'll maybe get a little more detail about that. So, Claire, welcome to the Carrie O'Conner Show. What'd you see?
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Claire. How are you? So good to be able to connect with you. Yes. Long time.
When I was listening, and you mentioned rainbows several times.
Oh, yeah.
And I just had, end of August, just this amazing phenomena.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a picture. I want to email it to you. But
cool.
My husband was out on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just looking up at the sky, and he said, look at this cloud. Isn't that pretty? And it had all these different colored lights in it. And I said, yeah, mm-hmm. that's really pretty. He said, I'm going to go get my camera.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm standing there, you know, looking at the cloud, and as I continue to watch, all of a sudden, a rainbow forms between that cloud and the cloud next to it, and it's upside down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it had not rained that day. I've never uh-huh. seen an upside down rainbow. And
wow.
And anyway, he took a picture of it, and when we uh-huh. came inside and downloaded it, he said, look at these clouds.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, they look like two angels with a rainbow connecting them in between.
Oh, wow. Wow. That is so cool.
And, Carrie, you know the last two lines in the poem I wrote at the beginning of my book
mm-hmm.
says, like a rainbow's promise on a distant ridge, let us join together and make a bridge.
Oh, wow.
That was 2 years ago, and I
mm-hmm.
just saw this. 2 months ago, then the following month, I was at my parents' backyard, and it had rained that day,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden we look, and there was a regular rainbow in the sky.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple weeks ago, I was watching Dancing with the Stars,
mm-hmm.
and they had the band Perry on, and
mm-hmm.
they sang their song, If I Die Young,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
one of the lines in that song is, Lord, make me a rainbow to shine down on my mother.
Oh, wow.
When she stands under my colors, something like that, you know, she'll know that
mm-hmm.
it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, this is just so incredible, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I looked up upside down rainbow, and it's mm-hmm. actually called a circumzenithal arc. And they said that they're very rare because they're usually found in the north and south poles
mm-hmm.
because they're formed from ice crystals.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, Claire, Well, first of all, I look forward to you emailing me that, and I would love to send it out, if it's all right with you, to my website thing, or put it on the website and send out
to
people.
You won't believe the picture.
It goes right along with what I might have been seeing, and I think I mentioned in the show last week that when I was over in Wales, I saw this rainbow, and it was actually at night, and this was like this energetic rainbow that was so real to me that I was asking other people if they saw it because it was just unbelievable. And then in the morning, the mist is so unbelievable over in the UK, and I just saw the rainbow. So I've been seeing more and more rainbow. And so what we're going through is literally the bridge time, and especially you brought up the last 2 months, and so it's right during that September mark. We were just talking about to the other caller about September being a time when people are noticing an increase of the energy, and the bridges to me are the rainbow is bringing in all the energy frequencies, the higher frequencies that are affecting everybody. Cause, so you could think of people resonate with different rays, but we're all part of the one. And as they're making these bridges, it's literally raising the vibration of the earth, and then allows us to, when we embrace it, it allows us to become the bridge. And then, as I said before, when I look at the earth grids and seeing more bridges, and now the bridges that I've seen as gold bands for years and years are now turning into rainbow bands, and that's like the evidence that the beings, the angels, or guides, obviously your son is talking to, is around bridging us and realizing that we are the bridge. We are absolutely the energetic bridge for us to realize that we are the angel having the human experience. The higher self is in the physical body, and the more we radiate out that energy, the more it creates energetic rainbows. Those rainbows literally have codes, they have symbols, they have signatures, they have frequencies, and it literally helps raise the vibration of the earth. And so I really look forward to receiving those your pictures, and I'm also seeing that you talked about every single month you saw them at different times, and so I'd say that that's in one.
The rainbow in that
right,
poem.
Right.
And
so
what was so amazing, too, Carrie, is I'd had a reading by somebody just the day, I think,
mm-hmm.
before I saw that in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said to me was, I see you on a bridge. She said, you're about to step off the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Cool.
Cross
stepping off the bridge and being the bridge and being the bridger and through your poems, through your poetry, and entering in and taking in this energy and being the, as you radiate it out, it absolutely changes the frequency of the earth. It changes people around you, and it literally creates the bridges so for people to heal, you know, within themselves. And so I look forward to that email, and thank you very much, Claire, for talking, and have a nice day. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thanks, Claire, for calling in to the Carrie O'Connor Show. That leaves another line open here, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And now we'll jump here. Well, actually, we'll stay here locally. We'll take Maureen. She's calling in from Port Orchard, Washington. She's experiencing a loss of friends. Maybe we can help her get some back. So, Maureen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi. Yeah, I know this is the year 2011. We're getting ready for 12. And I've always had a lot of friends, always done things with them. And then this last month, 2 months, all of a sudden they've kind of all disappeared. I know they're all doing their own thing. I understand that. But they say, why are you not calling me? And I go, well, how come you don't call me or email me? And I feel like there's this big void. And then I thought, well, maybe that's an opportunity to meet someone new, to start something new, to, you know, for 2000. But then I'm sitting here going, well, when's that going to happen? You know, it's just, it's kind of, it's frustrating when you're just basically all alone and then you're waiting for something and then nothing happens.
Well,
so sorry, what you see.
My big thing is when we're sitting there waiting as being angels, having the human experience, and the angels and guides are saying, waiting to me is sitting there waiting for, like, spirit to knock on our door and come in. It's like it's time for you to go out and look at different people, different groups, what resonates with you. Join what, you know, go through the paper and see what's out and about there, Maureen, and show up, you know what I mean, there, because then you'll be connecting to soul groups, reconnecting with soul groups. And I've been watching this for a long time, that people can be coming, going out of our life, you know, and what we want to do it with grace and ease, that some people come in for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. And for when we are able to go with flow, we want to surround ourselves with that higher frequency energy. And this is not like ego stuff. This is about, it feeds us energetically. We want to feed ourselves with good, healthy, organic food and also energy. So a lot of people are doing a lot of rearranging with friends, groups, relationships of all forms. And so being able to say, okay, I'm, let me look at, am I, not emailing back? What's my resistance to emailing back? Is it because I'm done with this relationship, you know, or is it like a thing where I want them to do it first, and that would be part of like the wounded child kind of aspect that you're clearing out, and or is it part of yourself saying, you know what, I'm complete with it? The way I see it, it looks like a chessboard where I see the symbols of kings and queens, and we're getting out of those pawn situations where we could feel like a pawn or feel unappreciated, and empowering the king and queen to me represents the empowered person. And again, not ego. It's very different from the ego posture. So we're stepping into our, again, the angel self. So I would really encourage you to really, instead of like waiting or feeling the emphasis of waiting for 2012, and that's what I feel like is a danger when people are talking about 2012, that people are energetically starting to bend toward it and like waiting for that time to happen, when this is, the change is happening now and it's going to continue. 2012 is just going to continue with the higher frequency energy in 2013 and 2014, and so the energy is just going to get higher and higher. So you want to connect with those groups that resonate with you. Be in, get yourself out there synchronistically. You'll connect with people that are of that same vibration, and then you'll really feel like a soul connection. And so a lot of times we're just doing a lot of energetic weeding our garden and being able to connect with those people. And when you connect with the soul group, soul-mated person, you only need one or two of those people to really have yourself feel like complete. You know what I mean? There's, it's not about the quantity. A lot of times it's about the quantity. It's about the quantity and not quality. Quality versus quantity. And so think of this as, again, a good weeding time for you. And really look at it as the observer. So when we take the observer posture, it takes the emotions out of it, and it takes the mental mind out of it, the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. And it really, when you could look at this as a great gardening time, it's a great weeding time, and it's a time of harvest, and that you're reconnecting with other people and new our energies. And how exciting is that? And just think about the rainbows that you collected and connected with people that were of one ray, and now you're connecting and opening up to other rays, right? And so I see that as a good thing for you. All right, so I would absolutely encourage you to get out to those different groups that that connect with you, where you meet coffee houses, different study groups, different you know, poetry readings, whatever resonates with you, and you'll find that you'll make those connections very, very easily. And those soul-mated relationships, be it friends, everyone thinks it has to be a partner, absolutely could be friends, they feel very easy. I see it as like a slipper, a foot sliding into a slipper. And so those slippers are all around you, and so are the feet. And so that's my symbol, sliding into new relationships with grace and ease. All righty.
Okay.
Okay, very good. And I've heard my music playing, so we're going to go to the break, and we come back from the phone lines. You listen to The Kara Connor Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your herbal tip of the week. Lavender essential oil, a must-have for your home and first aid kit. Lavender is one of the most versatile and safest oils to use. Apply directly to bug bites, bee stings, and heat burns to help with pain, swelling, itching, and to promote tissue regeneration and repair. Dilute and apply to temples and inhale, or add to baths and massage oils for headaches and for general stress relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net, or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and I'm Kara Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour, so you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And, Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Will do. Let's take Kathleen. She's calling in from Bothell, Washington. She has a family member going through some emotional problems, and she's wondering if there's anything you can help her see for that. So, Kathleen, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi, Carrie. Hi. Thank you. Yes, I have a family member that has been diagnosed with schizophrenia. And I thought that that's what I wanted to talk about, but I think that what I want to talk about is my issues with maintaining domain. Mm-hmm. My domain, my children's domain. This family member having schizophrenia has, I don't know. I just feel like everything is slipping away that I've worked for.
Right.
And it's reflected in my family member because he can't hold on to domain, and it's tied in with family inheritances and I'm just wondering, I feel very blocked and able to manifest my sovereignty in my domain, and I'm wondering if it's connected with this family member, if there's karmic stuff or
absolutely, Kathleen. I can just stop right there because we are the people that we have in our lifetime. In this lifetime, we absolutely have karmic ties. We have themes. Those themes come in that are eons old. So when we get to the themes, then we get to the root of the matters, then we can get unblocked. And one of the major themes is self-worth and entitlement issues, right? And when I see an upside-down crown, that's my symbol of a family group coming in with entitlement, things to work on, worthy, and remembering that they are part of that God's source energy, right? And it's a lot of third chakra stuff. So think of that, this family member, you have to do what I call the duality dance. It's like when to creating healthy boundaries is very, very important. I have a sister that's bipolar, and I have watched the dynamics go on for 45 years with my sister, my parents, and how that her energy and her dis-ease has manipulated the family, where I had to step back and just really maintain an energetic example of maintaining boundaries, not getting stuck pulled into the emotions and the mental programming, because that's exactly what this stuff brings up. It all brings up. Emotions are very different from feelings. Feeling in the energy field has symmetry. It has flow. Emotions are all staticky balls, like I was talking about. They're all blocks, and they're all like cellular post-traumatic stress, and it goes along with the programming. So think of that. The best thing that you can do, even for that individual, is be an energetic example, where you step out of the dramas, out of the traumas. And I also heard support groups. Find any kind of support groups that are in and around you. I'm seeing you not necessarily going them for long, but it's more for information. You're going through this 3-day, 3-week, 3-month informational period. And I also see Archangel Gabrielle in particular coming in your right side. And she, I see as an angel, as a she, and that she helps increase in communication of all kinds, starting with the communication between our right and left side of our body. And I have this new thing where my teeth are going numb when I tap into people's energy, and it's a good sign because that means to me, for you, that you want to bring an energy maintenance, really practice energetic consolidation down to your physical body. See, clear your physical, mental, emotional body, because you're creating where the, as I said earlier, where the individual cannot get hook us in with, they know our cords, they know our Achilles heels, consciously or unconsciously, and they attach by cords. They attach their energetic cords, hooks, and then they pull us into the situation. That's why cutting the cords and creating healthy boundaries is so important. And then you're being the energetic example. You're showing them by example, and you understand higher self to higher self, angel to angel, that this is part of a karmic pattern. This is part of a family theme, and you're not getting hooked into, again, the emotion and the drama of it, and do anything that be the example to your children and set in place, especially if it has some family inheritance and all that stuff involved. See where you're protecting yourself, and you're also protecting him in a way, because you're being the energetic example. So be vigilant over the next 3 days, 3 weeks. And this is not about rigidness. This is about really being the flowing example. And whenever you feel yourself getting hooked into the emotions, literally take your hand to your third chakra, right in your stomach, and wipe it off, and you're clearing out the cords. Sit in front of a fire and pull out your fingernails, your energetic fingernails, and you literally pull them out, and then you put them in your stomach, and it feels like sometimes like spaghetti, or just imagine spaghetti, angel hair pasta, and just pull the energy out and throw it into the fire or throw it into the ground at a 45-degree angle. That's literally getting rid of those cords, and then they can't reattach themselves. They reattach through emotion and mind, and you're clearing out any kind of reattachments, what I call Achilles heels. Then all of a sudden, you'll find yourself being able to maintain your consolidate your energy, maintain your boundaries, and again, you're teaching that to your children and everybody else around you and to him on the highest level. All right?
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You have a great day.
I will. You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much, Kathleen, for calling in. Hope that helps out. And I think, Carrie, we have time for one more caller. We'll take, looks like now, Joanne. She's calling in from Kirkland, Washington. Let's see. Her husband actually passed away about 9 years ago, and she's wondering if there's any messages either he has for her or any way she could connect. Let's see if we can help her out. Joanne, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. The first thing I see when I tap into your husband's energy, I see him on top of this stairwell that looks spiral and it looks very like dark wood, cherry wood, but I don't feel it's something that he or you had in this lifetime. What he's showing me is that he is amazed because when I see a table full of glasses, that means my perception has changed immensely since I've crossed over. That also means that he energetically could feel very different from you because we consciously or unconsciously know how our people feel, and when they don't have physical body and when they've done some adjustment and they continue to evolve over there, and he is choosing to continue to evolve over there, that they feel very different. And sometimes that's when we can miss their messages, right? And then he goes back to the dark cherry wood, and the spiral steps are all about, like, life is a spiral, or it's all about the spin, and that we want to continue to spin. Literally, our cells spin, our energy spins, and the faster we spin, the faster we raise our vibration. And when he's showing me the dark cherry wood in a fine, he keeps on getting into the like a fine carpenter, and he's putting his hand all over the stairs and all the details, and it's like a lot of he's learned self-worth, and the dark wood to me means where in the past where his, especially in particular his dad's side, could have been very much stuck in the male patterns of kind of like my way, highway, that kind of deal. There's also a part where he's apologizing to you. Whenever I see an apology coming out of their heart, because when in their life review they see where they could have done things differently. And was there some questions about his death, Joanne?
About his, he died from esophageal cancer?
Okay.
Well, he used to say I had symptoms that I didn't know, I wasn't diagnosed correctly, and he used to say he didn't know much more he could stand of me. It's like, and all I wanted to do was rest a lot because I had fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and Lyme disease. Finally, I found it in 07.
Okay. That's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at, because I'm seeing question marks. And so, and especially it's in the mental body, and that's also when, not being diagnosed appropriately, all those kind of deals, or all the questions beforehand, and even your own questions of having to go through all that you went through before you finally diagnosed with the Lyme. So,
I just got a layer this week from my doctor, and she said it's from 14 years ago in 97, parasite coming up.
Wow.
So I'm still uncovering from 14 years ago.
That's
when
amazing.
He was still alive. Yeah.
That's amazing. And yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. I'm hearing more and more of those stories, and that's when he keeps on going down to the stairway, and he's gifting that symbolic stairway to you. And so that means raising up self-esteem, self-worth, and also getting into fine crafted details. And he puts like this U shape behind you, which gives you energetic support, and he's backing you up, right? And he also steps back where he sets you free, meaning like being able to hold your own energy field and maintaining your own energy and boundaries. And then he shows me this energy of a butterfly. So there is a pay attention to seeing butterflies. He's also giving you the number 555. And when I see somebody in a shower of fives, that's my symbol of numerologically, five is about change, major change, and the emphasis is metamorphosis. And again, this all in the spin. And there's literally energetic exercises where you spin. It's like part of the Taoist rites, the nine rites, and they have you spin in a set of three where it jump starts the body, the energy bodies, and the physical body to be able to be in balance. And then you go clockwise or counterclockwise. So he's encouraging you, of course, be mindful of anything around you, or even if you have to start by imagining it, you're really jump-starting the body, and you'll feel it. You'll notice it physically, mentally, emotionally. So he continues to evolve, and he's proud of that because there is a part where he keeps him pointing to his dad's side of the family where there was a box, and so he could have been really boxed in. And I am saying thank you to you because I'm hearing my music in the background, which is my cue that we will be saying good day, and we'll talk to you next week in the Carol Connor Show. And may you align with the divine.